What if the key to your healing isn't just within you, but also within those who came before you? In today's episode, we're tapping into the ancient river of ancestral wisdom, uncovering how patterns, pain, and power travel through your lineage, and how you can heal forward and backward in time. Whether you felt disconnected from your roots or you've been actively doing ancestor work, this episode will give you the tools, insight, and soul prompts to deepen your connection and transform your lineage. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I'm a psychic energy worker, soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, one spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and in the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, the metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates, sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Hello, hello. Welcome. I welcome you to the podcast. I have a lot of new listeners I found over this last week. Welcome. It's so nice for you to be here. Just a few things about me since you're new to me. One, I do not edit my podcasts. I believe real life is messy. And so is the metaphysical world. You know, everything's messy. Everything intrudes here or there. And speaking of intrusion, I do have 12 cats and a dog. And my son, who he's 25 now, which I cannot believe. I started doing podcasts. I think he was 3 when I started. So it's kind of weird he's 25 now. But, you know, people interfere. I've answered the doorbell with this running. I have answered my phone. I have had conversations with my son. I've had conversations with the cats. And in the past, there were dogs. Now it's just a dog. But you never know what's going to come up here on the Mystical Minds podcast. So let's move forward to the card of the week. Now, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this card of the week today, 5 years from now, next week. I don't care when you listen to it. Whenever you're listening to this episode and I pull this card is for you for the week. All right. This week, I am using Work Your Light Oracle cards by Rebecca Campbell. So let's get the cards out of here and see what this week brings to us. Because I'm telling you, it's been spicy. It's been spicy for quite some time. I haven't created the energy drawing yet for my Mystical Minds group, but I'm going to bet the energy around this week will still be a bit spicy. When I mean spicy, I mean there's a lot of red, not just normal red, but dark red. And when there's dark red around, oh, there's a lot of backstabbing, there's a lot of lying, there's a lot of rage around. So let's see what the cards say for us to do this week of spicy energy. All right. So for this week, for us, we have Get Grounded. Empaths, highly sensitives, connect with nature. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably an empath. You're probably highly sensitive, even if you don't already know it. So this week, because of, and I know there's spicy energy this week, because of the real spicy energy, we have to ground ourselves. And there are many ways you could do that. The best way is to go outside. Yes, outside your home. If you have a tree in your yard, hug it. If you have a tree nearby, hug it. If you don't, If you have a park that's by you, go hug a tree. If you cannot hug a tree, maybe stand in your yard or outside your place in a little bit of grass, maybe in your bare feet, and just let yourself ground that way. You can also sit outside. You know, if you don't have any greenery around you, and many people do not, go outside and sit on your front stoop if you can. Okay. Walk around, not for a purpose, like a mission, like you're going to go do something, like run an errand, but just walk around and look around. Look around to everything that's around you, even if it's buildings and people and smoke and lots of noise, you know, whatever it is. Looking at these things, touching the light pole, touching a building, paying attention to your feet on the ground, all of these things can ground you. Okay. Something else that can ground you is eating red meat. And it grounds you. Eating red meat grounds you really fast because it's animal, it's cooked animal. And that's the fastest way you can to be grounded. Other ways you can get grounded, you can do meditation, you can do yoga, you can do daydreaming. I am a big opponent of daydreaming. I like to stick on my headphones and daydream 5 minutes a day. That helps me get in the right frame of mind and it helps to ground me. So these are just some suggestions for you for this week because our card is get grounded. And especially those who are empathic, who are highly sensitive, and connect with nature if possible. Maybe buy a plant and put it in your apartment or in your bedroom. You know, and if you have animals, make sure they're non-toxic plants. I'm just going to throw that out there. All right. So that is the card of the week. Now, moving forward to the mystical item of the week. For those of you who are around for Ask Allie, this was the magical item of the week. But now we have mystical items of the week. And this week, since we're talking about ancestors, this is the ancestor altar photo frame. Okay, so get yourself a frame or maybe an old frame and you jazz it up a bit, but get that frame or maybe some shelf space you might have to dedicate to a known or maybe an unknown ancestor. Light a candle and offer gratitude to open a line of communication. Sometimes putting a glass of water there is also helpful to help you communicate with your ancestors. I would love to get to know more about my great-grandmother on my mother's father's side, so my mother's paternal side. She seemed like a real, real son of a gun and was a rum runner back in Prohibition. And her and her sons, which included my grandfather, had a very interesting life during the Depression. And I just would like to know more about her because she just seems so interesting to me. So let's talk about this, the ancestor wisdom, healing your lineage. So why do ancestors matter more than maybe you think? Well, ancestral energy isn't just folklore, okay, or some sort of magic woo. It's a deeply woven entity, energy, into our DNA, into our energetic bodies. Modern science through the field of epigenetics, and that's spelled epigenetics, shows us that trauma, resilience, and survival instincts can be biologically passed down through generations. Spiritually, our ancestors act as guides, protectors, and sometimes as energetic placeholders for patterns that we are here to break or transmute. So what does this mean? Our energetic inheritance. Just like eye color or body type, energetic patterns like fear of scarcity, abandonment wounds, or cycles of silence can be passed down. But so can gifts like healing abilities, intuition, spiritual traditions, and artistic talents. We have ancestral contracts. These are energetic agreements made in our lineage that affect present-day behavior. Examples include, we don't talk about emotions. Or, the women in this family stay silent. I really hate that one. Or, our people always survive no matter what. I've been told that one a time or two. These contracts can serve or hinder us, and part of our spiritual work is discerning which to keep, rewrite, or dissolve. Okay? Disconnection as a wound. For many, especially in the West or post-colonial societies, disconnection from their ancestral roots is a deep trauma in itself. Lost records, displaced lands, and cultural erasure have left many people with an aching void where their lineage should be. Healing that void begins with acknowledging it and taking steps to rebuild a relationship with our roots, even symbolically. So, a reflection prompt, something you might want to write down. What invisible beliefs or behaviors might you be carrying from your family line? I'll repeat this. What invisible beliefs or behaviors might you be carrying from your family line? I can tell you, what's a couple? We keep secrets. We don't talk about things. We always survive, no matter what. And it's the word survive, not thrive. That's the problem. What else? Those are the three biggest things. Oh, that making money changes you. That being wealthy is bad. What else has my family passed down to me? Don't tell anybody about your gifts. That's a big one. Yeah, so I have all these different beliefs or behaviors that I have been carrying throughout my life, and so has my family, that have stemmed from my family line from way, way back, far back. So, what could the signs be that your ancestors are trying to reach out to you? Ancestors don't always whisper in seances or appear in your dreams wearing old-fashioned clothing. Often, their messages are far more low-key and surprisingly personal. Let's look at common signs of some ancestral communication. Recurring dreams or visions. A dream with the same house, person, or event may not be just a dream. It may be a window into ancestral memory or a call to address a wound that still lingers in your bloodline. Synchronicities with names, numbers, or objects. Seeing your great-grandmother's name repeatedly or finding a family heirloom at a significant moment can be a sign of presence or nudge from beyond. Strong emotional reactions. If you're explicitly triggered by a movie, a historical event, or place, there might be an energetic memory from your lineage rising to the surface. Now, I want to tell you that the ancestral lineage that we are talking about here is separate from our past lives. Okay? These are two separate things. Just want to give you a heads up on that. So, a sudden interest in genealogy or maybe a ritual. A spiritual awakening around ancestry often begins with curiosity. If you've recently felt drawn to research your roots, explore DNA tests, or revive forgotten traditions, your ancestors may be guiding you. You know, and interesting enough, my father's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Dad. He is 82. And it's been really at the top of my mind to start doing game night again. My dad's side of the family, we always played board games. We'd get together for Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever it may be. At the end of, after we ate, we always played a board game, which was a hell of a lot of fun. And I've been getting that nudge to start this up again. That this is something that my family should get back into, myself, my sister, my sisters, and their families as well. All right, so let's go on with physical sensations. Some feel their ancestors through chills, temperature changes, or the sensation of someone standing nearby, especially when you're doing a ritual, a prayer, or moments of emotional intensity. A note of caution. Ancestral guidance can feel overwhelming. If you are highly sensitive or empathic, like remember our card for the week, grounding and boundary rituals are crucial. Ancestors can love us and project unresolved energy. Healing the connection must include discernment. All right. So as you're reaching out, reaching back to the ancestors who are calling out to you, if you are empathic, if you are sensitive, and if you're listening to this, odds are that you are. you're going to want to put boundaries in place, like telling your ancestors, we don't converse after 8 p.m. so that I can wind down for the night. About another boundary, you don't wake me up in the middle of the night to tell me something. You let me sleep. You can come through my dreams, but I get to sleep through the whole night. You don't scare the crap out of me. You don't get to project any horrible, bad, negative feelings onto my energy. You know, different things like that. You can set those boundaries up for your ancestors. So let's move on, healing your lineage and healing yourself. When you heal, you don't just heal you. You heal the threads that link generations before and after you. This is what many refer to as intergenerational healing or ancestral alchemy. So here's how to begin. Step one, create a simple ancestor altar, like for the mystical item of the week was the ancestral frame, okay? So create a simple altar. And this does not have to be elaborate whatsoever. It can take up a little corner of your table or your shelf or your nightstand or wherever you want to put it. But have photos of known ancestors or symbolic items if you don't have any. A white candle for clarity and peace. A glass of water. I mentioned that earlier. It's a conduit between realms. Also, so is a mirror, okay? Natural elements like herbs, stones, or flowers. You want to keep it in a quiet place and speak to your ancestors often. Even if you don't know their names, you can address them by my well and loving ancestors. It's very powerful. You can say good morning to them. You can say good night to them, you know, if that's where you wish to speak. You can also create an ancestral healing prayer. And here's an example. To those whose blood run through my veins, I honor your strength and release your pain. I carry forward what is mine with love and send peace back through the lines behind me. Okay, I'll say this again in case you want to keep this sample or use it for yourself. To those whose blood runs through my veins, I honor your strength and release your pain. I carry forward what is mine with love and send peace back through the lines behind me. You want to speak this aloud daily for 7 straight days, especially if it's during the waning moon, all right, which is between the full moon and the new moon. You also know step number 3 is journaling through the lineage. Here's some prompts for you. What wound or belief has repeated in my family? Where did my ancestors lose their power, and how can I reclaim it? What has my family been silent about for generations? And what truth is ready to be spoken through me? Okay, I'll say these prompts again. What wound or belief has repeated in my family? Where did my ancestors lose their power, and how can I reclaim it? What has my family been silent about for generations? What truth is ready to be spoken through me? Now, please remember, healing takes time, but even naming it begins the unraveling, okay? Step 4 is breaking the chain with compassion. We use compassion in this, okay? You don't need to reject your ancestors to choose a new path. You can simply say, thank you for all that you've given me. I now choose differently. for myself and for those who came before me and for those who will come after. Again, this is, thank you for all you've given me. I now choose differently for myself and for those who came before me and those who will come after. You can pair that with the ancestral healing prayer that I gave you a sample with earlier. Now, breaking generational cycles is really a sacred rebellion. And anybody, especially those of you who are Gen X, we know all about rebellion, right? And really, this is the breaking of it and rebelling. It's love at its highest form. So honoring the gifts of your lineage. We often associate ancestral work with healing pain. But what if your lineage is also the source of untapped power and magic? Let's not forget the gifts your ancestors carried. And I can definitely attune to this from at both sides of my family, really, but mostly through my father's side. Herbal knowledge, healing hands, midwifery, divination, dance, music, craftsmanship, storytelling, thriving, intuition, and wisdom. Sacred traditions that were silenced but not lost. They live in your bones. The laughter, the endurance, the sensuality, the thriving, and the spirit of those who dared to live and love despite adversity. So there are some rituals you can to reclaim and honor. Going back to the altar, you can leave an offering to them, maybe a cup of coffee, maybe a little bit of their favorite food. If you don't know it, use your intuition to guide you. You can put some flowers from your yard. My yard's full of dandelions. Most people don't like dandelions, but I love them. And I usually bring them inside and set them where I have my little ancestral altar. You can sing an old song or write a new one inspired by your roots. You can dance barefoot under the moonlight and awaken cellular memory. And if you can't go outside to dance under the moonlight, turn your lights off inside your house and dance. All right? You can also light a candle. And don't leave the lit candle. Put that out there too. And simply say, I remember, I receive, I honor. Okay? Maybe that candle is part of your ancestry altar. Now, you don't need full records to feel your roots. Spirit speaks louder than paper. You could have a mantra. It can be, I walk with my ancestors beside me. Their strength is my strength. Their light is my light. Okay, and I'll say this again. I walk with my ancestors beside me. Their strength is my strength. Their light is my light. So we have some soul work this week, guys. Each day this week, give yourself 10 to 15 minutes to connect with your ancestors in one of these ways. You can have journal prompts, again, one per day. What emotional or behavioral pattern am I ready to stop passing on? 2, whose pain am I carrying that isn't mine to hold? 3, what ancestral gift have I ignored or forgotten? And 4, what would it look like to fully claim my place as a healed ancestor in the making? And we have an optional fire ritual. Write one pattern that you're ready to release on a slip of paper. Safely burn it in a fireproof container, one that is not metal. So clay or ceramic is really good. And scatter the cooled ashes in a natural place with gratitude. All right. And this soul work, guys, is going to be in the show's notes. So if you just scroll down the show's notes, you should see all what I just said down there. Okay. And I really hope this week's episode just isn't a conversation for you. It's an invitation to step into a deeper role in your family's legacy. You are not just a descendant. You are an ancestor in the making. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under the resources for this episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work, soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And I am working on the free side this week, so please join up. There'll be more stuff coming. And if you walk the metaphysical path and would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, an intuitive, a healer, or just someone with a wild spiritual story, I would love to hear from you. I am currently booking new guests. The link is below in the show's notes. And just an FYI, I am slowly going through the backlog, so please be patient with me. While at the site, please don't forget to sign up for the weekly newsletter for more tips. And while you're at addabodyecstasy.com, you can book a private reading or a soul session with me anytime. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.